This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
7 and a half of the hour now. It's time for the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show presented by Talkers Magazine. Talkers Magazine is the Bible of the talk radio industry. Michael Harrison is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. It's about radio, so you can't see him, you can't see me. He needs a haircut, I don't. And so, here we go. Launching off here, I was thinking of hi-ho, hi-ho. It's off the talk we go, because there's lots of things to talk about. There always are a lot of things to talk about.
You're not only a songwriter, you're a singer.
I am a singer of songs. Yeah.
That's from Disney's Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. Hi-ho, hi-ho, it's off to work we go.
Yes,
what an interesting concept.
It is. Let's go to work.
The Seven Dwarfs.
Yeah, that's got to be politically incorrect, right?
Oh, my gosh, the whole story is weird. Think about it.
Yeah, it really
is. That was the first movie I ever went to.
Was it? And what did it have a lasting psychological effect on you?
Totally. I still remember every note. I own the record. I played it over and over. Snow White, beautiful. And I am one of those people who is absolutely convinced, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that the wicked stepmother witch, when she looked at the mirror, she said, "Mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the fairest of them all?" As opposed to current history, which insists, she says, magic mirror on the wall.
Mm-hmm.
We have shifted into a different dimension, and that's called the Mandela effect. And I actually think there's something to it.
Really? What
you
is
believe,
it?
You believe in astrology, and I
do.
Believe, and I believe in the Mandela effect.
Okay, well, there you go. So the whole business about politically correct stuff, the business about the Seven Dwarfs and stuff. I was thinking about the whole huzzah with Anne Hathaway this week apologizing. She actually issued a lengthy apology after she learned that her portrayal of the Grand Witch in The Witch has caused pain to people who have limb differences. Who knew there was an organization of people who have limb issues? Is there any group that doesn't have some kind of representation? And is there any group that isn't going to be offended by something?
Yeah, I'm not sure if the listeners experienced the same thing that I did, but when you were describing the beginning of this story, you digitized out, and I didn't hear who you were talking about or what the situation was.
The situation is a focus on Anne Hathaway, who was speaking out after her new film, The Witches, sparked some sort of concern. I love this. The disability community, people who have had operations on their hands or don't have the use of their hands or some kind of limb difference. So now children around the world are in pain because of how she's portraying, I guess, a cat in The Witches, or how she holds her hand. And I cannot believe how many people get. I mean, I feel badly for people who have that horrible reality to live with. But is there anything that isn't going to offend somebody? This is a movie, for God's sakes, about a woman who plays a witch, and she uses her hands like a claw.
Yeah.
So she had to apologize for that? What am I missing?
I haven't heard the story, nor have I seen it, so I can't comment, because you know that I'm a big critic of overt or over-the-top political correctness.
Yeah.
But
right.
a part of me is also sensitive to hurting people's feelings. So I look at it as sort of a complex issue. I do not like political correctness. I do not like having to walk on eggshells if you're a comedian, mm-hmm. a satirist, an artist. I think we have to get a little tougher about
that. It stifles creativity.
But on the other hand, I do think that we should be sensitive to people's feelings.
I'm not scoffing at the group. It's called the Lucky Finn Project, which is an organization that exists to raise awareness and celebrate children, individuals, and families affected by limb differences. Who even knew? I never heard of the group before. Who even knew there was a group that focused on that? And that's what, but I come back around to saying, is there anything that doesn't have an advocacy group attached to it? Any malady, any problem? I get that people have a problem, and I'm thankful I don't. But, you know, to go after her because she's playing a role in a movie, I think is the height of silliness, frankly.
You should have a support group for the physically and mentally perfect.
Right. You're a good zinger. Thank you. All right, let's get to our top 10 items this week on the Talk Radio Review, Talk Radio Countdown Show, Top 10 People list as well. Myron Harrison from Talkers is at it.
I have to give a disclaimer. Basically, we had to do some microscopic digging to find anything other than the presidential race.
The top and, two or three.
And COVID and all that. However, that being said, there are things that come up in conversation about the presidential race, certain issues, etc. So basically, this chart is valid, but the proportions are a little bit out of whack.
Yes.
Just a disclaimer. At number 10, climate change. There's that hurricane.
It's relevant because all these big storms that have developed.
Yeah, well, we've had more than usual.
Latest hurricane, Eta,
which went down through Central America, then went into the Caribbean, is now looking at Florida. And it could be, hopefully, if it hits Florida, it'll only be 30, 40 mile an hour winds in a tropical storm, but that could create havoc. Mm-hmm. At number 9, U.S. foreign relations and Islamic terror attacks. Most of the foreign relations we're dealing with has to do with China. A lot of it's been talked about in the election. Yeah. The Islamic terror attacks in Austria and France, just a reminder that
they're still out there.
They're still out there. Yeah, this is they're not gone. And the Middle East, for all of the nice talk about some of the diplomatic gains that we have made, it's still a dangerous hotspot. At number 8, social media and political bias, Facebook and Twitter under pressure for tagging certain stories and certain tweets. Being questionable, unproven, contested, and most of the complaints come from conservatives. Interestingly, Doug, most of the use of social media in the political world is by conservatives. I did a little digging on that and was surprised to learn that. Mm-hmm. At number 7, the education crisis, that speaks for itself. At number 6, the economy, that certainly speaks for itself. At number 5, race relations, police reform.
That speaks for itself.
And the Walter Wallace Jr. video, that speaks for itself. Number 4, high up this week, psychology. People are depressed over COVID-19, and now on top of it, there's a tremendous amount of psychological distress, for lack of a better word.
Well, the depression, Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who shares some time on a program that I do called Good Day Health, said that depression, and one of the research things that he talked about this week on the program, depression leads to stroke. If you are seriously, this is a way, an open door to having a stroke. Depression creates great stress. And the whole business about, and it isn't just the COVID thing. It's stress over political realities. It's stress over our lives. Who's got a job? You know, there are all kinds of stresses.
Well, the politics and the COVID have combined.
Yeah.
And it's a bad time. People are not feeling good. I mean, measurably so much so that in the midst of all of this, it's at number 4, and it's being talked about. It's not like, you know, we made this up.
Should be talked about. That's a good, I should get out. Oh, turn the rock over. Let's see what's going on underneath with people and their emotions.
Yep. At number 3, we have COVID-19 stats and projections, and we have health care, vaccines. People are still arguing over masks, social distancing, things of that nature. And number 2, congressional races, local races, and propositions. I mean, it's not just the presidency. And you know, Mitch McConnell got reelected, Lindsey Graham got reelected, Susan Collins got reelected, Proposition 22 in California about the gig economy, Lyft, and Uber drivers. Has a lot of consequences for all of us.
But there were a lot of, I don't mean to make this sound like a promo. I do another program called The American Family Farmer, and we discussed this week the number of seats that changed hands in some key ag districts. Voters elected in Minnesota, Kansas, Iowa, Texas, and some other states with Democrats who have been in Congress for a long time being replaced by Republicans. And this is really interesting. The chairman of the House Ag Committee, been there for 30 years, got booted. And so, you know, you look at some of these districts in Iowa, it saw changes. There was some pretty, there's a lot of stuff upheaval because agriculture and the farmer upset with the way things are going.
Republicans have made gains in Congress. They have not taken over the House, but they've made gains there, and they've protected their lead in the Senate. Which, of course, plays into President Trump's claim that the Democrats have rigged the election. Well, if they rigged the election, they didn't do a very good job of it.
No.
they still haven't, at the time you and I are doing this show, they still have not conclusively won the presidency. Mm-hmm. They didn't take over the Senate, and they lost ground in the House. So that's a reality.
It speaks to Trump and his just flair for ridiculous statements. That's really
we'll talk a little bit about that. It was very upsetting. Very upsetting. I mean, emotional.
Reducing. Yeah, and that's one of the reasons, you know. But the other side of it is, and we ought to discuss this too, why is the election so close? Why is it, what is going on in our country that gives especially interesting numbers among black young men voting for Trump?
Why not?
There's a hard and fast rule. Exactly. The Democrats have claimed for years that if you're not voting Democratic, you're not a good black person. Well, that's pretty damn...
Well, I hate that stupid statement. But the fact of the matter is
you know,
that
if you're black and not with me, you're not a good black person or something.
The African-American community... He didn't say you're not a good black person. He said you're not black. The African-American community is far too large and diverse to be considered a political monolith. However, all that being said, Doug... More blacks vote Democratic than Republican.
Yeah, 80% vote Democratic, 20% vote. But the numbers went up a little bit enough to get somebody to pay attention to them. Mm. Speaking of things to pay attention to, if you don't have a MyPillow, or you know somebody who doesn't have a MyPillow, now is the time, because right now till the end of the year, the folks at MyPillow are offering the premium MyPillow, the one that started it all, at the lowest price ever having been offered. You can get the standard queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98, less than $30. Originally, it's $69.98, almost $70. So that's a $40 savings. Kings are only $5 more. So follow the yellow brick road. Let's go right to MyPillow.com. Now is the time for you to buy. Not only are you getting the lowest prices ever, $29.98, imagine that for a standard or queen-size premium pillow, but the folks at MyPillow are extending their 60-day money-back guarantee all the way till March. So you have November, December, January, February, March to like the pillow or not. You don't like it, you send it back, get your money back. What a deal. A great deal. Get right over to MyPillow.com as quickly as you can. Order as many of these pillows as you need. Get them in time for Christmas. Maybe they're a good gift. Help yourself, though. Save all this money. Right now is the time. And MyPillow.com is the place. At checkout, you use the promo code DJV.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle, but now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. 10 Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Moving back into the info zone here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. Michael, you wanted to get back to Trump and some analysis. Is this analysis paralysis? I think all of the noise he's making over voter fraud. You notice the rest of the GOP is staying way away from that.
Not all of them. People are circling the wagons. People like Lindsey Graham are supporting him. In fact, Lindsey Graham gave him $500,000 for the Trump legal defense. But
from
before
his,
we do that,
campaign
you and I,
finance reform thing, right? From his
you and I didn't finish, Doug, we didn't finish the chart.
Oh!
And not only didn't we finish the chart, you interrupted the chart with the MyPillow commercial right before we did number one.
Oh.
So everybody out there, no one out there knows what number one is. And a lot of them, we've been getting calls, texts.
You could find it if you wanted to.
There's a crowd gathered outside. There's a crowd outside the Talk Radio Countdown Show building.
Really?
with signs, pitchforks.
Really?
Number one, the O.J. Simpson trial. Oh, wrong page. Okay. Number one, the presidential race, the Electoral College, and the aforementioned Trump lawsuits and...
down with the Electoral College. By the way, what's the total? Does anybody even know? You look at totals of the people in the Electoral College, but do we have an actual total of real votes? Like how many people to this point have been counted as?
I don't have
any vote
in front of me.
For
Biden's
Trump?
about 4 million ahead in the popular
right.
vote.
So last time, remember, Hillary Clinton had 3 million votes more than Trump did, and she lost, which
right.
I think is a damnable outrage. So. You know, the Electoral College, what do we, can we get anybody together, get 36 states to agree? You know, that's what it takes for a constitutional amendment or whatever they call it, constitutional convention. And this needs to go. People, I would think people, well, maybe it's because we're not teaching.
It's not going to go as long as some political parties believe it's to their advantage.
Well, the Republicans certainly believe
that. At this point, the Republicans feel that way.
Right. If anybody
would have been interesting
to win.
It would have been interesting had Trump won the popular vote and Biden won the electoral vote. It would have been interesting to see how the Republicans would handle that.
Yeah.
But now I find there's a tremendous amount of hypocrisy about the Electoral College. First of all, we're used to, in most cases, the Electoral College and the popular vote falling out evenly, you know, where they both go together. Very few elections in past history were, you know, the popular vote was superseded by the Electoral College. But now we've had a couple of them in recent memory.
Gore.
Gore and Gore
and
beat Bush and Clinton beat Trump. And, you know, I don't know how this one's going to turn out. Certainly we see how razor close it is at the time we're having this conversation. So, yeah, but the problem is, and that's one of the reasons we put the Electoral College at number one. I think with the past two elections that were haywire in that regard, and now this one being so close, I think there's a heightened awareness in the presentation of political news about the Electoral College. It was always murky in the years leading up to 2000. And now, I mean, that number, 270, is the number. So people are now interested in, okay, how does this work? But there's a whole new attitude toward a lot of the things about how our government is structured among younger mm-hmm. people. Some people mm-hmm. ask the question, and this is logical, why does California, with all of its millions and millions of voters, have two senators, and Wyoming has two senators? You know, why? What is that about? Yeah,
it's about the rules that were made up by a bunch of people who wanted to have the Senate is not part of the Constitution. It was an add-on. The Senate didn't have authority in the Constitution. So, however, they got added 102 from each state, et cetera, et cetera. That was the rule. We were going to have
just saying
the size of the state.
Yeah. A lot of fresh eyes and young brains are looking at this and saying some of this doesn't make sense in terms of if we're really a democracy. So we got a lot of adjusting to do going forward. Meantime, when we get after the break, let's do the people survey and then talk about Trump's protest of the election. That's
good thing.
Really interesting.
Yeah, well, it is. It's all of this stuff, the noise, and maybe if the news media has launched the all-out attack that it did against Trump, and he still got pretty close, what does that say about polling and the news media? Coming up in the next half hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen, it's 28 and a half past the hour.
Do you have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keeps coming back? Take the 5-question gut check to see if it could be more than occasional constipation. It could be irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess is not a laxative. It works differently. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements.
Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Talk to your doctor about whether Linzess is right for you. Go to Linzess.com to take the 5-question gut check. That's Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. When you turn to Rocket Mortgage, we can help guide you to those right decisions now when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so now is a great time to call 8338-ROCKET. And if you need some extra money, a cash-out refinance could give you that financial boost you're looking for. Call today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
An armed man was arrested Thursday night outside the Pennsylvania Convention Center as voting counts continued. Reports say he was planning to attack the location. Police say they were tipped off about a group of people from Virginia driving to the convention center in a Hummer with a possible plan to strike, WPVI reported. At about 10:50 p.m., a man inside a Vietnamese restaurant across from the center was taken into custody. Police recovered a weapon at the location and a Hummer. It's unclear if the man arrested is connected to the alleged attack plot. NBC News is reporting Defense Secretary Mark Esper has prepared a letter of resignation. The news outlet is crediting the story to 3 unnamed defense officials. Jonathan Hoffman, assistant to the Secretary of Defense for Public Affairs, says the NBC story is inaccurate and misleading. As Mr. Esper's tenure may or may not be coming to an end, Esper is helping members of Congress draft legislation that will strip names of Confederate leaders from military bases. USA Radio News.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a five-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from 3 times a week to 1 a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Way, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to 3 times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowway.com.
The Packers beat the 49ers 34-17 on Thursday Night Football, Week 9. Green Bay quarterback Aaron Rodgers tells NFL.com, the 49ers are a different team this year.
Yeah, I mean, it was good for us. It was a different game. They're obviously depleted on both sides of the ball. They've had, probably one of the worst injury years I've seen in a long time. So it's not the same football team that we saw twice last year. But, they still have possibly the best middle linebacker in the game. And a lot of pride, and we went out and executed the way we expected to.
Green Bay holds a 12-3 record versus San Francisco in the regular season since 1996. NASCAR is coming down to the wire Sunday in Phoenix, Arizona for the season finale 500. Driver Jimmy Johnson reflects on his career.
I'm trying to right now, and I feel like if this year was as intended, COVID didn't happen, I would have a much deeper, richer experience. But I have had a great one, and being honored in so many ways at the various tracks, social media, and the fans reaching out. Our partners and sponsors are doing neat things on social right now. NASCAR just did something recently. I'm seeing these things, and it is helping me take it in, and I'm finally allowing myself to do it. The time is right. So it's very meaningful, and I look back on these highlights, and I cannot believe it's me in that 48 car with that race team having all the success. It's been a wild journey.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Now it's time for a second half hour of the Insights into the World of News Talk Radio, courtesy of Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, and all of his staff that does the work, the research, to come up with a list of the top 10 stories and the top 10 people. We haven't gotten to that list yet, so let's get at it. I'm Doug Steffen, happy to turn the microphone over to Michael Harrison.
All right. Thank you for handing it to me. Okay.
You're welcome.
Let's spray it.
There's a virtual handout.
Number 10, we have Walter Wallace Jr. At number 9, we have Amy Coney Barrett. Number 8, Rudy Giuliani. He keeps weaseling his way into the conversation.
Clown.
I know. Dr. Anthony Fauci and Dr. Deborah Birx are at 7 tied. Mitch McConnell, 6. Nancy Pelosi at 5. President Barack Obama at 4. Mike Pence and Kamala Harris are tied at 3. Joe Biden at 2 and Donald Trump at 1. And there's the
Right.
Those are the people.
So to back, I guess this is a reflective question. Why, if there is this obvious anger or whatever you want to call it on the part of the news media, most of the news media, taking shots forever at Trump. He's bad about this. He's no good about that, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So what does it say about the news media and their influence on people, given the fact that the election, even though it may be by the time this program airs here and there, Biden will have claimed victory, But it was pretty close, you know, a couple of million votes here and there. So what is the purpose of all of the anger, and what does the American public need to understand about what the source of information that they're using is? Whether it's, you know, if we read the New York Times, it's so obvious, pounding away every day. Trump's no good. Here's what he did that was bad. And it happens not just with newspapers, but on the electronic side as well, Michael. So does it mean that all that stuff's fairly irrelevant because it hasn't changed people's minds?
Well, no, actually, all that stuff may have been the reason why the country's so polarized, because, first of all the news does not go against Trump. Mm-hmm. Half the news goes for Trump and goes against the Democrats. I mean, I find it interesting, you know, I operate within a realm where the conservatives are the dominant ideology in talk radio, certainly.
Yes. Yep.
So I see it that, like, what, are you kidding me? Fox News Channel and Newsmax and Breitbart and the Washington Times and the Washington Examiner and the New York Post and the Wall Street Journal and Matt Drudge. And,
well, maybe I should restate what I was saying. I guess when you and I grew up, we went to the news, and this is an old story. You and I have talked about this before. You know, we believed what we read. We believed what we saw. And it wasn't Fox, and it wasn't MSNBC, and it wasn't Rush Limbaugh versus
Hartman.
Tom Hartman, yeah.
Yeah, but they're not in the same league in terms of profile.
No, but they both represent strident points of view politically on the radio.
Strident?
I think so. It's not
okay,
that you don't like that word?
No. I'm all for free speech and opinion.
I am too, but it's just one-sided.
It's not one-sided. We have a media that has all these different channels in it. We didn't have all those channels when we grew up. So a newspaper or a television network would try to have objective journalism as much as it could, and then on the op-ed page, you'd have a conservative and you'd have a liberal. Or on TV, you'd have an editorial from Joe Blow,
right,
the vice president.
Right.
And at election time, newspapers and news organizations.
Sorry.
News organizations would go.
Joe Blow, the editorial director of WBZ in Boston, and now this editorial.
He was always the vice president and general manager.
Right, exactly.
It has recently come to my attention that the governor of our state
is a boob.
Hasn't fed his dog in 2 days.
Oh, my God. Listen, I remember. It's Perry B. Bascom, general manager, WBZ.
Yeah, I think I would come out all puffy and pumped up.
Yes, sure. We have this feeling about
this
issue.
But here's the point. Come election day, a week before the election, the great newspapers would often endorse a candidate.
Right.
And that would sometimes they would endorse a Republican in one election and a Democrat in another. They were not defined as to
unless you were the Manchester Union leader.
Well, those were rarities, mm-hmm, for the most part. But every newspaper had a reputation for leaning left or leaning right. And this goes all the way back to the beginning of the printing press. It goes all the way back to yellow journalism. But now we have so many pieces of the pie serving people and affirming what they believe, targeting audiences based on their feelings and their inclinations, that it has become basically journalistically dishonest. But I wouldn't say that there's a mainstream media and there's an alternative media. And again, my best friends and some of my supporters and people I love are conservatives. But they play that game of, you know, the mainstream media versus us. Well, us is pretty damn mainstream.
Yeah.
Pretty
very good
big.
Point. Yeah, it's good.
So that's why
point.
It's 50-50.
Yeah, okay.
To answer your question is, with all the media against Trump, how come half the country? Because all the media is not against
Trump. I don't want
to
see.
But here's another thought to prop. What if Trump is a liar? What if Trump is as bad as the New York Times and the so-called mainstream media says? Are they wrong for pointing that out? If you were doing the news now in 1939, would you be obligated to point out, for every bad thing you say about Hitler, something good about Hitler? I mean, at what point is an effort to be fair stifle truth? In fact, if you are sounding the alarm that you think a governor, a senator, a president, a public official is corrupt. So there's a balance here that can get out of whack and become untruthful if people bend over backwards to seem fair. And that's why it's great that the First Amendment at least allows for what you call strident political opinion, but mm-hmm. I see it even more so. The First Amendment allows for different news organizations, channels, stations, shows to go full tilt boogie on any one ideology that they choose and let the pieces fall where they may in terms of
full, audience. Is that a radio term, full tilt boogie?
That's a music term.
Yeah. Really? All right.
Janis okay, Joplin, so I'm not,
you actually, you've
band.
Done a great service for me. In the sense that I think I have been a little bit one-sided in my approach to the Klan, in not understanding, or not understanding is probably the right way of putting it, but I think it's ear-opening to put it into context, how many conservative media outlets there are versus liberal media outlets. And I tend to not like the news media because I think they're so prejudiced against Trump at the moment. But as you point out, there's plenty of people watching MSNBC, watching Fox and listening to Sean and to Rush. And so, okay, yeah. All right,
yeah.
So there's a balance. There is a balance. We have a balance.
And that's to give them their due, that's what Roger Ailes meant when he mm-hmm. said fair and balanced. He didn't mean that within the universe of Fox News Channel or Fox Business, you know, the Fox News universe, they do both sides. He meant that it adds to the fairness and balance of the bigger media picture by having that view expressed with the same fervor and support that the New York Times exists or MSNBC with their hyper-liberal point of view.
So let me put it this way. Does the average person, in your estimation, understand the sophisticated description of the news media and the political media, as you have just explained it?
No. No.
So what does that leave
us? The average person doesn't understand it, and that's why I go to great lengths to explain what I know as somewhat of an expert in that particular realm who tries not to do it for political reasons. I am not a champion of any one political ideology. You'll see me mm-hmm. defending both sides when I feel they're being suffocated by the other. I am a supporter of all legitimate points of view having a chance to be expressed, whether I agree with them or not.
Yep.
And we need to have within the American media, we need to have within the American education system, and we need to have within the American political structure, people who make it a point to remain as unbiased as possible so as to provide that third eye, that third perspective that keeps the other two extremes in check.
Hmm. Checks and balances.
That's what
check,
it's called.
Check, please. All right, next
well.
Page.
It's worked well for us over the decades.
Yeah, Michael and Doug here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I want to spend a moment talking to you about your weight and your health, your physical health and well-being. Remedy the situation of overweight by taking the following action. Go to toploss.com. Understand what Calitrin is all about, the fact that it doesn't have any stimulants, no drugs. It's four different ingredients that are all natural, put together by a doctor and his nursing staff 23 years ago. It works, it works, it works, it works. Proof positive of that when you go to toploss.com to check it out. And you're going to buy the product when you go to checkout. Use the DJV code, no shipping for you. Now, moving from your body to your brain, taking care of your body, great. Taking care of your brain, very important. The dietary supplement I recommend is Prevagen because it will give you the ingredients for a healthier brain and a better life. You need to take care of your brain. Short-term memory is a real problem for a lot of people as they get older. So this is a proven brain health supplement that will get you into a better place as far as your head, your brain is concerned. Prevagen is spelled P-R-E-V-A-G-E-N. So when you go to the health food store, You can go online. You can buy it online. It's pretty easy to do that. You will find that your brain functions much better when you get on to this supplement. I take it every day, part of my daily routine. Make it a part of yours. Get rid of age-related cognitive impairments. Prevagen. Use it for a healthier brain and a better life.
The controversy over Ice Cube collaborating with the Trump campaign on the Platinum Plan continues. But is this the start of something new? I'm Jeff Charles, sociopolitical correspondent with LibertyNation.com. When hip-hop artist Ice Cube confirmed that he worked with the Trump team on its Platinum Plan for Black America, he raised more than a few eyebrows. Despite the backlash, plenty of black Democrats agreed with his effort to make both parties compete for the black vote. His willingness to work with Republicans could be the beginning of a new political trend in the black community, which mostly distrusts the GOP. On the other hand, the Trump team's collaboration with Ice Cube is also a departure from the norm with the GOP, which has historically avoided courting black voters directly. But the question remains, is the Republican Party finally ready to start competing for black votes? Learn more at LibertyNation.com. Conservative news, where truth matters.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
The mission is clear. Accessibility. Veterans who have served and sacrificed deserve access to the veterans' benefits they've earned and meaningful employment. Join the fight with Paralyzed Veterans of America at PVA.org.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease, and stay safe with Exergen.
All right, I want to ask you a question. We've got about a minute or so here. This has to do with radio listenership, that sort of thing. We count on people listening to the radio to hear our spoken word conversations. There are a lot of people who listen on various devices. The car industry is now working away from... There's two interesting things. Radio benefits more from advertising in terms of car dealerships, or the other way around. Car dealerships selling new cars benefits more greatly from radio exposure than TV or print put together. So why would manufacturers of cars be now suggesting that you're going to have to pay $500 to get an AM/FM radio in your car when it's produced in the future?
Well, I'm not up to speed on the details of that, but...
Can you imagine anything that stupid, though? I mean, think about it. Wait, talking about shooting yourself in the foot. You spend more money to advertise on the radio. People come and buy cars from the dealership because of the ads on the radio, and yet you want to charge people to put a radio into their car.
That's not the first time that people have charged people for things that help them.
Well, I suppose maybe.
I guess it's profitability and greed. It's a corporate mentality. It's bean counter.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, well, see, that I wanted your perspective on it. Very important. Michael Harrison, the list that we're talking about, the list from Talkers every week, available at talkers.com. And so, Michael, our thanks to you for being here. I'm Doug Steffen, 10 before the hour.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
What a surprise. We got Chuck Curry here, our movie man, and the theme from the Poseidon Adventure makes it into your ear just like that. All right, so, Chucker, you have the audience very, their interest is piqued as to why we are playing the theme from the Poseidon Adventure. One of, it is your favorite movie. You've seen it, what, 30 times? How many times have you seen it?
We're gonna discuss that in a second, because I'm going to ask you some questions. I could not think, waking up today, of more appropriate song to play in my head, because there's got to be a morning after, right? There's no specific reason. Although I did think, when I decided to play that, of a fun fact. Carol Lynley, who played the character of Nani in the film, sings that song in the ballroom. She lip syncs it. Maureen McGovern recorded that for radio play, and it was a big hit in late 72, 73. But actually, Carol Lynley was dubbing a singer named Renee Armand singing that in the actual film. So I thought that was pretty interesting. And then to make that up to Maureen McGovern, she sang a song in The Towering Inferno and actually appeared in the film singing the song during the party scene. Irwin Allen did that as a favor to her. But anyway, I have seen The Poseidon Adventure probably over 300 times, at least 40 times in a movie theater, which either makes me a huge fan or some sort of mental illness. Well, but that is a fact. Well, let me ask you a question. Do you have any go-to movie, like one movie that you absolutely love or feel connected to that you watch more than a few times?
When I come across it, I often will stay for the rest of The Hunt for Red October. I think that's been around. I might go back to True Grit if I see it or I come across it.
If I said to you for your birthday, you could come to a movie theater and watch one movie on a big screen that you absolutely love, what would it be?
It probably would be I wouldn't come up with one. It might be, but I would tell you they would involve Sean Connery, maybe a James Bond movie, Hunt for Red October. I think the Indiana Jones movie that he did, I think those are all very watchable over and over again. So that's whether that answers your question or not.
What's interesting about the Poseidon Adventure in 72, I saw it with my mother, father, two brothers at a balcony theater at the Avalon in Brooklyn, New York, on King's Highway. We sat in the balcony and watched it. And for whatever reason, it hooked me. And I told him I was very young. I think like 7 years old, 6, 7 years old. I told my father, let's go back. And we went back and we went back. And for some reason, it was like my childhood Star Wars. And I've screened it at the theater that you went to, invited to you, the Pocono Cinema in East Jasmine.
Right.
And I've even bought the whole audience pizza to try to get a bigger and bigger audience to see it. And I've never had a person, I've never had a person walk out that didn't thoroughly enjoy it and be fascinated by it some 40 years later. Mm-hmm. It's one of those films for me.
Yeah. Well, I mean, is there anything that would, in the next, that you're anticipating, like there's a new, the new James Bond movie, you were just talking about Murder on the Nile.
Which is not kicked back to next year.
Right.
That was a decision by Disney.
Mission Impossible. Isn't there a new Mission Impossible? That's another franchise that I like.
Yeah, I like that franchise too. You know, it's interesting. I did love when I grew up. I did Radiator love for whatever reason. I did love the disaster genre. I think George changed the industry tremendously in 1975. Obviously, Star Wars changed the industry a lot in 1977. I think Batman, Tim Burton's Batman in 1989 changed the industry a lot. Also, because it's really spawned, even though Dawn of Superman in 1978 was the first incarnation, a great incarnation of a superhero on the big screen. I think Burton's Batman got the studios really juiced up and fueled to let's create superhero movies, and then Marvel defined it with their properties, specifically casting Robert Downey Jr. as Iron Man, and as they say, Doug, the rest is sort of history. We really are in a phase of superhero. I mean, I love the Die Hard franchise. I think Die Hard is the greatest action film ever.
You know, another movie that would come in that category of me watching is Red. Speaking of Bruce Willis.
I do miss the cop genre. I thought the Lethal Weapon movies were awesome fun, you know, and the Dirty Harry movies with Eastwood were awesome. And, and also the Rocky franchise, I think, has been a huge part of pop culture. And of course, you don't like horror, but, you know, there's a reason that Michael Myers, Freddy Krueger, and Jason Voorhees have stood, you know, 30-year period, and they keep reinventing that stuff, and people keep going back to the theaters to see it. Anyway,
what's coming out this weekend?
Let Him Go, Diane Lane, Kevin Costner. It's getting a wide release. I guess they have a strategy of theatrical and streaming very shortly. So we booked it at our theater, see how it plays.
Yep. Chuck Curry here, our movie man on Movie Moments on the DJ.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.